Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. All praise be to Allah, the most merciful and the most gracious. Allah's complete blessings be upon our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his family and followers and us. Today's topic is sabr. Sabr literally means enduring, bearing, resisting pain, suffering or any difficulty and dealing calmly with problems. And patience is one of the truest and most beloved forms of worship. By practicing sabr, we commit ourselves to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while accepting whatever Allah has written for us. And Allah mentioned sabr 75 times in Quran, and Allah says innal laha ma'as sabirin, meaning indeed Allah is with patient. This verse is enough to tell about the importance of sabr. Having Allah by our side is a great thing, and there is nothing beautiful than sabr and jameel. When we see it in others, we feel inspired, and Allah endears the person who is holding sabr. Let's see the types of sabr. There are three types of sabr. First is endurance required to obey the command of Allah. Second is restraint required to abstain from the prohibition of Allah. Three is acceptance in the decree of Allah when calamity comes in our direction. Many think the third type of sabr is sabr, but sabr is to get up from your bed when you are really sleepy, do wudu and pray fajr, fast when everyone around you are eating. Sabr is to restrain from backbiting when everyone are talking about someone who is not at that place. Eating vegetarian food because you have to keep halal. These are some examples of sabr. And the last sabr, that is acceptance of decree of Allah, is when you are struck with afflictions, you are not complaining, why is it happening to me? You are accepting the will of Allah. And in that time, you are accepting what has happened to you and you do something positive. When negative things happen to you, you respond with some positive thing to adapt that situation and mitigate that affliction that has happened to you. Allah has told in Quran that Allah had given this life and death to check who it exactly. In Surah Mulk, Allah is the one who created death and life in order to test which of you is the best deeds, and he is almighty and all forgiving. This alone tells that everyone will be tested. All the prophets were tested. We can take example of Yaqub alayhi salam, who was tested when his sons told wolf had picked Yusuf alayhi salam. His response was, I only complain of my suffering and grief to Allah. So it is okay to complain to Allah. It is okay to cry. Yaqub alayhi salam cried a lot. It is okay to cry. But we are not supposed to say something which displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot say, why this happened to me? Why Allah, you are doing this to me? You shouldn't say like that. You have to maintain sabr. You can complain the weakness of yours to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is the best of helpers. May Allah give us and grant us deeper understanding of sabr, and may Allah help us to maintain sabr when affliction strikes or comes in our direction. Ameen ya rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.